This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Power 93.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Hitman and Carla. We are live on Facebook right now. Good morning, everybody watching us on Facebook.
Hola.
And today's dilemma, we're going to have a unique conversation. And how so is... Well, we're having some problems with our phones, right? Mm-hmm. So we can't take phone calls as much as we would like to. So we have one of our listeners that has, well, I don't know if it's a dilemma. And some may think she's making much to do about nothing.
I think it's messed up.
Well, she turned 35 yesterday. And happy birthday, by the way. And we're not going to say her name, okay? She emailed us.
Mm-hmm.
And she said for her birthday, her husband bought her gym clothes at a gym membership. She said, I acted happy, but on the inside, I was really, really angry with him. Now, she acknowledges that she's always been curvy, but she has no desire to exercise or become a skinny mini. She's extremely happy with her body. Now she's thinking my husband apparently is not. And this is from her email. She said, I find the gifts completely insulting while he does not. My husband told me he bought the clothes and the membership to help me get back in shape. Should I be mad or not? Should I say something to him? I don't think you should be mad. Was it the best birthday gift that he could have given his wife? Probably not. But then again, first and foremost, a gym membership, in some cases, depending on what they get, I mean, that's a pretty significant thing.
Yeah, it's very significant, and it's not a good birthday gift. It's harsh, and it's insensitive.
I think it's a great birthday gift.
No.
It is. He's saying, I love you. I want you to live healthy. I want you to be around a long time for me and the kids. And here, there you go. Go get your workout on.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at it differently, like gym clothes, a gym membership. It's like, dang, what are you trying to say? I think he wasn't smart about it. This is something you guys should talk about together, like, hey, let's work out together and not get it for someone on their birthday. Maybe on a Wednesday, on a regular day, be like, hey, oh, I got you some gym clothes. See, that would have been smarter.
I think you're reading way too much into this. Way too much into this.
I don't think he read enough into it and didn't think it through. Now he looks like an insensitive...
No, he doesn't. He looks like a very loving guy. He went out and got a gym membership for his wife. And hey, maybe, you know, she could take what she's got and what she's working with and make it a little tighter. And, you know, even though, you know, she's blessed with all that extra, you know, that extra could get a little, you know, firmer, tauter. You know, come on.
Really?
What?
A little firmer? That is so messed up. He messed up. And on her birthday.
Oh, come on. Look, I would submit, and you guys watching on Facebook probably know this to be true, that this is not the first guy that's got his wife and or his significant other a gym membership as a present.
I've been gifted workout stuff.
See?
But not on a birthday. It's like a...
It doesn't matter when.
Like a Tuesday afternoon, I come home. Oh, cool. There's some gym stuff for me. Awesome.
It doesn't matter the occasion. You were gifted a membership to a gym, and you were very appreciative of it, weren't you?
No. I mean, I was, but it wasn't for my birthday.
It doesn't matter.
I think that adds an extra layer of, like, insensitivity to it. It's messed up. I don't know. I just think it's messed up.
Okay, what do you guys think? Your comments right now on Facebook, Power93.5, on Twitter and Instagram at 935 Wichita. We'll see what you guys have to say coming up with the Hitman and Carla on a very cold Monday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.